Stewart. We're going to read two short scriptures. The first one is Genesis chapter 17, reading at verse 1. Genesis 17, verse 1. And the second one will be in Judges chapter 6. Genesis 17, verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abram fell on his face and God talked with him saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I'll make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. Judges chapter 6, verse 11. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Gideon said to him, Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? So he said to him, Oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. Let us pray. Father, we ask that you would cause your word to come alive now. There are hungry people here that they might be fed. And those who do not have any hunger, that you may create a hunger in their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am who God says I am, and you are who God says you are. God is the only one who can say and has said, I am who I say I am. Nobody else can say that. It is from that we derive the name Jehovah. Because God revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3. There God said to Moses, I am who I am. And I'm sending you to deliver my people from the bondage in Egypt. And that name, I am, Jehovah, simply means the self-existent one. Self-existence is exclusive to God only. All else is created. And if he is self-existent, then he must be self-sufficient. And that is why God does not need anything. It's a blasphemy for people to say that God needed fellowship so badly. That's why he made man. No. The fellowship he had in the Trinity and still has in the Trinity is more than sufficient for him. If God needs anything, he ceases to be God. But all created things need someone else or something else to sustain or to maintain your creatureliness, if there's a word like that. That is why I need maintenance, and you do. That's why your car, because it's made by man, needs to be maintained. Some of us don't. A woman bought a new Camry. Brand new Camry and kept driving it, as is the nature with gas and go people. Kept driving it until the engine was gone. And she took it to the mechanic, and the mechanic opened it, and the mechanic said, there's no oil in this car. And apparently she had not topped it. She had never changed the oil since she bought it. The car needed maintenance and had been crying for maintenance, but she didn't maintain the car, and the car gave up and said, I'm done. God is who he says he is. Whereas he can say, I am who I say I am, I can only say, I am who God says I am. And I want you to know that this is all that matters. What is all that matters? That God is who he says he is, and that God says that I am who he says that I am. That is what is important. You can say dogmatically as many times as you would please to say it, do you know who I am? Say it 100 times. It does not matter who you are. What matters is who God says you are. It does not matter who people say you are. And it does not matter who the devil says you are. What matters is who God says you are. The devil was giving the impression in Job chapter 1 that Job was serving God for selfish reasons. But God said to him, shut up. Job is who I say he is. In Zechariah chapter 3, Joshua the priest, the devil came, and because he was wearing filthy garments, which was more or less the life he was living at that time, the filthiness was a reflection of his character, and the devil felt that was an opportunity to say who Joshua was. He felt it was an opportunity for him to define Joshua. Again, God said, sit down. Joshua is who I say he is. If you choose to define yourself, if you choose to allow people to define you, and some people work so hard to get the definition of who they are from people, so hard to please people, if you choose to allow the devil to define you, one of two things will happen when you depend on these definitions of who you are. Number one, you may end up with an inflated ego of who you are. And that's what happens when people tell us who we are. They praise you. False impression. And when you have this inflated ego of who you are, because of the definition you have received from those who want to get something from you, you become arrogant, you become self-deceived, and you become self-conceited. Or on the other hand, if you allow people to define you, allow the devil to define you, or you define yourself, you may come away with a lack of a sense of self-worth. You may have a poor self-image of yourself, and that may lead to depression, and worse still, you may even become suicidal. There was a young man in England who felt that what he was not good enough. He tried to define himself. He felt that his nose was not good enough, and one other feature he had in his body. But this young man, when you saw the picture, or when you see the picture, looks fine. There's nothing wrong with him. But because of this definition, he became depressed and eventually took his life. And today, too, in this society, some young people want to starve themselves to death because they are allowing people to define them. I am who God says I am. And you are who God says you are. And if you believe that you are who God says you are, you will become who God says you are. Abram became who God said he was. We read in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And verse 2. And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. Jump down to verse 5. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. Picture Abram the next day in a friend's house. There was a party. You say, but where is that in the scriptures? It's in my thinking cap. And Abram got to the party. Friends were there. It came time for introduction. When he came to his turn, what do you think Abram said his name was? He didn't say, "I am Abram, the exalted father." Good enough. That's a good name. Exalted father. No, he didn't say that. When it was his turn to introduce himself, he said, "I am Abraham, a father of multitudes." Probably they snickered, because at this point he had no son, no child. Father of multitudes, because Abraham believed what God said about him, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. He believed. And because he believed who God said he was, he ultimately became who God said he was. And his children were not just multitudes biologically, but multitudes also spiritually. And that is why you read in Galatians chapter 3, verse 7, "Therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham." The millions of believers around the world are sons or children of Abraham. And the people called Jews are also sons or children of Abraham. He ultimately became who God said he was, the father of multitudes.
Shall we pray? Father, we want to thank you so much for your word today. May it bless the hearts that have heard and produce new life, new hope, in Jesus' name. Amen.